While most of the focus this weekend will be on the APEC leaders, small and medium-sized companies in Peru are representing themselves in Lima, hoping to drum up new opportunities through the sessions. Rafael Gamara, partner of Bequate, a digital music company, says his firm has global ambitions, which include China.
APEC is a very good forum for countries to understand where are the other countries right now. We're looking forward to the internationalization of our operations. Since we provide digital services, it's very easy for us to go there. We are currently looking forward to expand our operations, creating new branches in Asia Pacific, not just Latin America. We're also planning to expand to China.
Peruvian companies already have a leg up on the competition. A China-Peru free trade agreement went into effect in 2010. Since its signing, bilateral trade has remained on an upward trend, hitting nearly $15 billion last year. China has been Peru's largest trading partner, export market, and source of imports for years. Peru remains China's largest destination in Latin America for Chinese investment. Chinese investments in Peru are wide-ranging, covering areas including mining, hydrocarbons, infrastructure, financial services, and more. Alfonso Bustamante, president of the APEC CEO Summit, says he hopes Xi Jinping's time in Peru will help bolster the already dynamic trade environment.
China, as one of the main trade partners and investing countries, is very important to Peru. We also hope that trade with China will be more and more important. We hope President Xi Jinping can learn more about Peru's openness, not just the traditional industries that China has invested in, such as the mining industry, but also commercial and agricultural exports.
Beyond money, Peru is also the largest destination in Latin America for Chinese people, known locally as Tuzan, which is thought to be derived from Taishan, a fishing village in Guangdong. People of Chinese ancestry now make up roughly 5% of the population of Peru. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.